Weekend Breakfast with Africa Malani.
It is 20 minutes now past 8 o'clock this Sunday morning. South Africa continues to pour millions and billions of rands into our education system. And unfortunately, the results are not very positive at all. We often rank bottom of the list or quite close to the bottom of the list when it comes to literacy, when it comes to numeracy. We have teachers who are not even able to comprehend the very things that they're supposed to be teaching our children. And it's all worrying in many ways. Marius Ruit is a campaign manager at the Institute for Race Relations, and the Institute's research shows that a greater parental involvement in schools leads to better outcomes, which are much needed in this country. Marius, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
We know this anecdotally, don't we? We know that if a parent is integrally involved in their child's learning, then they will it will be better for everybody. And we know that schools with strong school governing bodies who are active in the running and maintenance of that school generally outperforms schools who do not have such structures in place. But there are challenges, aren't there, in actually having strong parental involvement in your school?
Yes, they are. We've seen in, say, for example, in communities where people perhaps have high incomes, we've seen there's more parental involvement at school level and so on. That shouldn't mean that people where it's a bit more difficult for parents to get involved shouldn't be encouraged and parents shouldn't be involved in those schools. Where possible, people should be given support to get more involved and to get support for, around things such as finance and perhaps legal issues around schools. And that's where either the government or NGOs and civil societies can get involved.
Let's perhaps take one step back and understand how an involvement by a parent body in a school actually improves the performance of that school.
Well, when there's more parental involvement, we can parents can choose things such as the ethos of the school, have say around who gets appointed to positions such as of teachers and principals, and more say around what the resources are used for. And our research has shown that this does lead to better outcomes at school level.
All right. Now, we know that in a Cape Town area, for example, the schools in the southern suburbs, in the northern suburbs, will definitely do better and outperform schools in the Cape Flats generally. And part of that has to do with the teachers who are teaching and the level of training they've been exposed to. A lot of that has to do with the fact that parents of those children in those schools would often be working as domestic workers or gardeners or whatever the case may be, and have to travel home quite late and only get home at about 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night, depending on public transport and what it's doing on that day. That's a practical barrier to their involvement in any schooling activities. How do we overcome that, do you think?
I think we need to look at where we can accommodate people who do, say, get home late from work and so on. Maybe look to have meetings on Saturdays or Sundays where possible, because it's important that parents are involved. And as I said, people shouldn't be excluded just because of the employment or what kind of work they do, and if they do have problems getting to, say, for school meetings and so on.
We had a cycle of school governing body elections that was going through the country not too long ago, and many a times on this very station, in fact, I heard the department and the various school heads pleading with the parents of their children to please be part of the process, because there seemed to be, not as much enthusiasm around the potential of being a servant to the school body.
Yeah, that's true, but I think parents need to realize that the education of their child is not just the responsibility of the school or the teacher. Educating your child is it's a two-pronged process. It comes from the school and parent. There needs to be parental involvement. And I think we need to realize how important school governing bodies are and how important parental involvement is. I mean, people know how important it is to vote, for example, in a national election or a local election. So I think people also need to start making it clear that voting in the SGB election is just about as important as voting in a national election in South Africa, and getting involved at your school is also just as important.
Well, we certainly hope that that message has resonated with parents. Marius, parting question. We have a wonderful example in Cape Town where Westerford High School is probably one of the best co-ed schools, not only in the city, but certainly in the country. It's based in Newlands. It has twinned with a school in Claremont that primarily serves communities of Khayelitsha, of Menenberg, and those kind of places. So you'll find that the head of this department, for example, at Westerford will also be head of that same department in Claremont High, and therefore they're sharing resources, they're sharing experience and all of that kind of thing, which has seen a phenomenal performance by Claremont High, a genuinely brand new school. Given its population, it's not the kind of school you'd see performing at the level that it does. So it makes sense that that level of twinning should also perhaps extend to a school governing body kind of scenario, shouldn't it?
I think that's not a bad idea. I mean, we need where there's expertise. I mean, with this twinning example that you've just mentioned, expertise at, say, one level could certainly help at another school. Expertise at one school can certainly help at another school. And I think that is something that we could look at. We just need to make sure that when twinning happens, it's all sort of an organic twinning where, say, a school, I mean, say you were talking about Westford isn't then linked to a school and I don't know, like in Stellenbosch somewhere far away from Cape Town.
Yeah.
You know, that needs to be organic and needs to make sense for two schools involved. But I do think that is a very good idea, and I think both schools would benefit. But also be people get exposed to people from other cultures and other ways of thinking, which can only be good for upping education and South Africa overall.
I do hope that the Institute for Race Relations then will be advocating government to provide the kind of support, as well as other civil society members, the kind of support necessary to make effective school governing bodies run the schools where the need is actually most urgent.
Yeah, I think we'll be looking at that.
Cool. Marius Root is a campaign manager at the Institute for Race Relations. He's written an article which was published on news24.com, and we'll be sharing a link to that article on our social media platforms at Cape Talk if you don't follow us on Twitter.